everybody. This is Libby Perry here for the Rubberneckin' Podcast, and I've got some guests from Tupelo here for Elvis Week. This is Jenny Bradford Curley, and now we have Sarah, too. Whoop, whoop. So, Jenny, you've been here before. How many Elvis Weeks is this for you?
I believe this is my fourth Elvis Week.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay.
Not too many.
No, because this is my third.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're not too far apart. That's great. And folks listening are like, man, y'all get with it. They're on their 20th. Wow, exactly. These listeners who are. But Sarah, it's your first.
Yes, first ever. I am so excited to be
great,
here.
Great, great.
I had an image of it in my mind. And yes. This is so much better.
It's so much better. Yes. Love to hear that. Love to hear that. So you are from Mississippi.
Yes, not Tupelo.
But not Tupelo. Mm-hmm. You're from, is it Pass Christian?
Pass Christian. I don't know why it's pronounced that
way. Oh, okay. Good to know.
It's spelled like Christian, but don't be fooled.
Yeah.
No clue. And I married a Tupelo boy and relocated to Tupelo.
Yeah, just like Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
And it's kind of like Pass Christian. Sounds kind of like Cody Daneth. Did I say it correctly?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. And that's your ETA. That's Elvis Tribute Artist, not Estimated Time of Arrival for these newbies. That's what I said my first time. When we started this Elvis Week meeting, my first one years ago, I was like, why is everyone talking in military speak? Like, what are we expecting to happen? But it's Elvis Tribute Artists. They're not impersonators. These are the best of the best. This is their full-time job. They're actors, singers, and far more talented than me. And they come from around the world to pay their respects to the king of rock and roll. And stage presence and their performance and stage wear is just killer. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Cody is coming and representing the Tupelo Elvis Festival.
He is, and he's 20 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Which just blows my mind.
And we've got a couple of youngins out there who are really killing it. They're awesome.
Cody has been paying his tribute to Elvis since he was 3 years old.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And there's, like, little pictures. You have to follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
Because there's, like, pictures of him in little gold suits as, like, a baby.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't have a chance.
No.
He did not have a chance.
This was his destiny.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I've been paying tribute to Elvis for 17 years.
Yeah.
Like, a long
exactly.
time. And he's 20.
Yeah. So he's kind of like a little Bruno. You know, Bruno Mars was just like that. There are some awesome shots of little 4-year-old, 3-year-old Bruno Mars here because he used to come to the entertainment tent in Memphis during Elvis Week all the time.
Aww.
I think just a couple weeks ago, he posted a Throwback Thursday pic on his Instagram, too. Just adorable. So we should expect big things from Cody. Those are big shoes to fill.
Yes, those are pretty big shoes.
Elvis and Bruno are lumping you into a select club there, Cody.
Step
it up.
That's right. That's right. But so he's representing Tupelo Elvis Festival, and they're celebrating 20 years coming up, right?
They are, yes. In 2018, June 6th through the 10th, if you're a Tupelo Elvis Festival follower, you know that, you know, when's Tupelo Elvis Festival? First weekend in June. That
okay.
is not the case anymore.
Okay.
It's moved back one weekend.
Very important to note.
Yes. So 6th through the 10th, we've added an extra day
because
awesome. It usually starts on Thursday, but we're going to start on Wednesday. We've got something really special planned. It's going to be great just for the 20th.
Okay.
So really, if you've never been, you have to come for the 20th.
Okay.
Just because it's going to be so outstanding. And we're going to try to add in even more Elvis events.
Yes.
We've just got this big old brain dump in our office right now. Like, how can we make the experience so much better for everyone? How can we attract more visitors from around the world, and how can we get people who have never been? Because it's the birthplace, so how have you not been?
That's right. You know, we always say, and I think I'm stealing this quote from you, Jenny Bradford, that, you know, if you've come to Graceland, you've seen how he lives, what he liked to do, but you got to get the whole story, and the only way you can get the whole story is if you go to Tupelo.
Absolutely. We always say that you wouldn't start a book halfway through. So
right.
come to Tupelo, see the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
It really makes you appreciate the whole thing so much more.
Just 90 miles from Memphis.
Exactly.
And like what is that, an hour? Less than an hour if I'm driving? Okay, well.
It might be a little faster.
Just don't drive with me, y'all. Okay, so, and they're also celebrating, I think we plugged Birthplace Reflections last year, and it's open now, right?
Right, it's open. They dedicated it last weekend when all the fans were there for Fan
Incredible.
Day before Elvis Week, and it is just beautiful. They've redone the lake. There is a water feature in the lake. There are waterfalls and walking trails and benches for you to sit and dream like Elvis did.
Exactly. That's so cool. I love the water features because I always think of that water feature in the Jungle Room that Elvis mm-hmm. loved, and I hear that Vernon didn't quite love it that much because there's that awesome waterfall on the, I guess that's the north wall of Jungle Room. So we're carrying that tradition on. There are water features everywhere because that's the way the Presleys had it. I love it. What else do you guys have to add?
So the new Tupelo Visitor Center will open in early 2018, which will be another attraction to stop in Tupelo and, of course, have an even greater Elvis Tupelo experience.
Yeah.
So we'll have new exhibits, a gift shop with one-of-a-kind Tupelo items, and it'll be another place to get more of Elvis's story from the beginning.
I love it. Now, will you have mugs? Because I have got to have souvenir mugs. That's what I always take away.
We will make that happen.
good. And then I always look for the Libby, because Libby is not a very common name.
I've never found Jenny Bradford either.
So no, that's right. Jenny Bradford. I can't believe it. My sister's Laura Jane, and she can't find anything ever. It's not just Laura. She's Laura Jane.
Right.
So,
I feel for you guys, because I'm Sarah.
I know.
So I'm like, which one?
Which one?
From the H or the A?
Exactly. You know? You have two different options. That's hilarious. I think I did find my name on something once, but it was a shot glass, so I couldn't tell how I felt about that. But thank you guys so much for stopping by. We love our friends in Tupelo, just 90 miles outside of Memphis. Got to get the whole story and start in Mississippi.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you.